Blog Talk Radio.
We want to welcome all of you on Blog Talk Radio. Stand by. We're having some technical difficulties. And once we get this taken care of, we'll be able to stream. Okay. Sound check testing 1, 2, 3. Sound check testing 1, 2, 3. Sound check. All right. Okay, we got technical problems. Please stand by. In the blood of Jesus of Nazareth. This is the Sabbath. Yes. The blood of Yeshua. Sound check, testing 1, Yeshua. All right, we're back on there. Okay, we're back up with that. And mic number 2, sound check, testing 1, 2. Okay, and we got that back up. So let us now get ready to hit this button to go live on Facebook. And then we're going to begin to bring our sermon for today. We're not dealing with Good Friday here. We're dealing with the resurrection. Good Friday is not in the Bible. We are a Bible-based ministry. We are Sabbath keepers. We're not 7 days of vintage. We are apostolic. We believe in casting out of demons. We believe in speaking in tongues. We believe in laying hands on the sick. But we believe in lay hands suddenly on no man also. We believe in the word of God. It's true. We know that it's recorded and it bears record in heaven, 1 John 4:7. We believe in all the 9 gifts of the Holy Ghost. We believe in the Old and the New Testament. We believe in living and believing and doing things in the Old Testament except for animal sacrifice. We don't need that. Jesus has surpassed the goat sacrifice and the lamb. He's the ultimate sacrifice because he took the place of Melchizedek. We believe in the Pentateuch, which is the Torah, which is the first 4 books of the Bible. And we here at Live Livingston that support our Jewish brothers worldwide. On this resurrected day, it is not called Good Friday. It is called Resurrected for the Christian. But for the world, it is called Easter Sunday. Again, resurrection is called for the Christian, the true word of this event that people celebrate. The world is called Easter. And we'll see where Easter and the world is totally different than one another. Again, the resurrection of Jesus, it is not a religion. Christianity is not a religion. If it was a religion, Jesus would have told us it is religion. Why do you say that? Because there is a religion, but it's not the religion that serves Christ. True and pure religion is to look after the widow, which is opposite of what we've been listening and teaching by theological studies and minds and educated enemies of God with intellectualism rather than the pureness of the Holy Spirit and the simplicity of Christ. Again, the resurrection. Jesus was resurrected, and he said he is the resurrection. Now, being resurrected and being raised from the dead is two different things. A person who's raised from the dead has to die again. But Jesus says that I am the resurrection. He is the man on this so-called Good Friday. I don't recognize this Good Friday because I'm Roman Catholic. I denounce being a Roman Catholic many years. I denounce religion of man, and I have accepted the word of God, not any human man-made religion. Religion is made by man. Please turn to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 12. First Corinthians on this so-called Good Friday, which is Resurrected Day, a resurrection. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And we're going to go to 15:12. Notice the Bible says, no resurrection, no salvation. It did not say a religion. Christianity is a personal relationship. It is not a religion that's built in a building where people do go and get all messed up with pastors that believe in some parts of the Holy Spirit and don't believe in casting out demons, but believe in the Baptist doctrine and go, you know, that's not a relationship with Christ. That is a relationship with man and his organization. And Paul speaks of this. And I want to explain, this is the theme of what so-called Good Friday is all about. Now, in 1 Corinthians 15:12, Paul gives us a good background because this will illuminate what the Holy Spirit has given me to show, to teach you, that we need to get out of the traditions of man, such as Easter and Easter bunny rabbits. I do not accept it. I don't allow it. Can a father teach his children how to enjoy those things scripturally? Yes. Is it wrong for a little child to have a Christmas tree? No, they're children. We're talking about grown folks, grown people. Teach the children. Look, this is just something to do, but it has nothing to do with Jesus. Enjoy the holiday. They can enjoy the holiday, but let them know, eat the candy. Let them know they can eat the candy, sanctified and pray over, enjoy themselves. But let them know that the Easter bunny rabbit has nothing to do with Jesus. You can teach that to your child. But the world has mixed it. There's nothing wrong with having your children to dress up on Easter Sunday. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Not just Easter Sunday. You know, everybody just deal with this day as if this day comes once a year. You know, the resurrection of Christ is in us every day as we serve the Lord. Greater than he that is in me than he that is in the world. The resurrection of Christ lives in us as who have called upon him as Lord. Now in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 12 says, now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then Christ not rise. And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith also vain. He has resurrected. Now, the resurrection has nothing to do with Good Friday. That's religion has thrown that up in there. As we see in these teachings tonight, it will never say anything about a Good Friday. The resurrected body is in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. That's what we'll get. The believer's resurrection, guaranteed. That's in 1 Corinthians 15, 20. But I want to bring the emphasis on the Sabbath day, Shabbat, which starts at Saturday at 6 o'clock and ends, starts at Friday at 6 o'clock and ends Saturday at 6 o'clock. The Jewish spins back 30 minutes and say 6:30 Friday and 6:30 Saturday. God will honor it. Now, I want you to go to John chapter 11, verse 24 on this resurrected study segment. I'm not into holidays. John 11, 24 and 25. Nothing against them. John 11, chapter 24 and 25. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at that last day. Says nothing about Good Friday. Now watch this. John chapter 11, verse 25. Jesus says unto her, I am the resurrection, the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? So the resurrection has nothing to do with Easter Sunday. It's a form of event of what happened, because the Lord prophesied that he will be in the earth for 3 days. It's impossible. Sunday, he rested Sunday, Saturday, Friday, Thursday. They had to get him off the cross for the Sabbath. That's why he resurrected on a Sunday, because of the Jewish Orthodox rules and regulations. And I would be going through 2 or 3 hours to explain that to you out the Old Testament, and I don't have time tonight. Because I want to get on the emphasis of Christianity is not a some universal church building and organization like Islam. It is not. It is not a religion made by man. Because man cannot teach this to you. It takes the revelation of Jesus. That's why it leaves man out. Easter is a word that is used by the world. Now, if you really want to know what pure religion is, go to James 1:27, pure religion. See, Christianity is not a religion, but there is what you call pure religion. And let's look at what the Bible says about that. So let's don't get religion and the Easter and all this as some holiday for all churches and denominations. This is why the body of Christ is messed up now, because of theological differences and interpreting the Bible not fully by the Holy Spirit. Christ Jesus lives in you. It's a personal fellowship. When Jesus died on a cross, it is his resurrection that allows you to have his salvation. And he is resurrected. Now, Lazarus was raised from the dead. There's a difference between raising from the dead and being resurrected. Now, let's look at this. Jesus raised Lazarus, but he wasn't resurrected. In Luke chapter 11, verse 38, Jesus, therefore, again groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone laid upon it. Jesus says, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he had been dead 4 days. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou should see the glory of God? They took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lift up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of thy people which stand by, I say it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound by hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with napkins. Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. That is being raised from the dead. That is not being resurrected. Jesus is the only resurrected human being on earth. Now, on this resurrected day, there are some scriptures that I would like to give you that would bless you from what our Savior did on this resurrected day. The first one is John 3:16-17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his son unto the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him, might be saved. Romans 5:6-10 on this resurrected day. For when we were still without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For sincerely, for a righteous man will one die yet? Perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die? But God demonstrated his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we was reconciled to God through the death of his son, much more having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Why was this? Because of the resurrection. See, the devil thought he was going to trap Christ. Christ had a plan. And it wasn't the way that the devil thought it was, and he lost. In Mark 8:31, the Bible says, and he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders. This is why Christianity is not a religion. Let me say this again. Christianity is not a religion. The world want to make Christianity a religion. The Roman Catholic Church does not represent all of Christianity because I don't believe in praying to Mary. I'm a Christian, but I go against that doctrine. I don't say, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for sins, not of death, amen. That is not in the Bible. And God's word states that Jesus is the resurrection, the only one who has ever been resurrected. Not raised from the dead like Lazarus we showed you in the Bible, but resurrected is higher than being raised from the dead. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed. And after 3 days, notice it says, after 3 days, raised again. Raised Sunday, he was risen Easter Sunday, Saturday, Friday, Thursday, Wednesday, they had to take him off, put him and lay him in there for the Sabbath. That's 3 days. Now, in Matthew 12:40, the Lord prophesied this also of him being in the heart of the earth 3 days. Matthew 12:40 has nothing to do with Good Friday. Still don't see nothing that says Good Friday in the Bible. Matthew 12:40, that's religion. I don't even want to put that in my teaching. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Jesus was in the heart of the earth 3 days and 3 nights. Something very interesting that we don't know about our Savior, that there are many things in the spirit realm that he did. And that the Bible speaks of certain things that he did that haven't even been recorded. It's amazing. But I want to show you something. When he went those 3 days and 3 nights, he preached to spirits in prison. Because before Jesus, there was no mediator for man. So Christ had to go down and get everybody that don't need to be down there and get them out and preach to the spirits. That's in the Bible. This ain't got nothing to do with Good Friday. This got something to do with what the Bible says. I still haven't found Good Friday in the Bible. Turn to 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 19. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 19. By which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison. He went, where was he doing that at? 3 days and three nights? Good Friday's not in the Bible. Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteem him stricken and smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his stripes we are healed. Because of the resurrection, these are our benefits. 1 Peter chapter 2, 24. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree. I said tree. I didn't say cross. It says tree. That we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. Wounds of rejection. Wounds of pain. Wounds of unforgiveness. Wounds of cruelty. Wounds have been raped. You've been healed because of his resurrection. And a resurrection is not a religion. It is a belief. Romans 8:32, he who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? John 11:25-26, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection. He said nothing about no Good Friday. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. Whosoever believeth in me, though he die, yet shall he live. So we die, we can live again because of his resurrection power. And everyone who lives and believe in me shall never die. Do you believe this? That is the power behind the resurrection. And the devil wants to promote Easter Sunday. The devil wants to promote Easter Bunny Rabbit. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Teach your children, like I said. But I want to get to what the devil want to do. He don't want the parents to teach. You can enjoy this. But he just wants you to just tell them this is part of religion and Jesus. It's not. It has nothing to do with Jesus of Nazareth. Nothing to do with the Bible. 1 Peter 3, verse 18. For Christ also suffered once for sin, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring unto God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in spirit. Why is this? Because of the resurrection. Mark 10:45. For even the Son of Man did not come to save, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. When he gave his life and he was resurrected because of that, all these benefits came to fold. Now, I want you to turn to John. The resurrection is not a day, it is a man. I want you to know that. And that man is Jesus. The resurrection is not a day, it is a man. And that man is Jesus. Go to John 11:25. Let me clear this. John 11:25. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection. He's a man, Jesus. That's not a religion. Jesus never said, go, He said, upon this rock, Peter used to build my church. That was deliverance ministry. But Christianity is not a religion. Jesus says that the resurrection is not a day, it is a man. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection. That's Jesus. And the life. He that believeth in me, through he were dead, yet shall he live. That is not a religion. Turn to Acts chapter 12, verse 4. I hope you're learning something tonight. Acts chapter 12, I want to show you something. Acts chapter 12, verse 4. Now, this here word Easter in the Bible is misrepresented. In the Hebrew, it's considered the Passover. But they got Easter. And if you look at the word Easter and get into the Greek understanding of Easter, you'll find that it is observed as Passover. And in Acts chapter 12, verse 4 says, and when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quarantines of soldiers to keep him, intended after Easter, after Passover, to bring him forth to the people. Now, that was a Passover. They didn't see Easter as what we see Easter. The Catholic Church had lots to do with this and Pope Pius. I think one of the moderns got saved and mixed some of this Christian mythology, which is Catholicism, which is demonic, into a structure of a church called the Roman Catholic Church. But Jesus says that in 3 days you would take I would tear down my body and build it back up. He was talking about dying and being resurrected. He was not talking about a built physical building. Although he went into synagogues to teach, which is a place of worship. That's a place of worship. That is not a religion. Jews and Christians are two different segments here. Christians believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God. He is the resurrection. Good Friday, not in the Bible. Now, let's look at the benefits of his resurrection in John chapter 19, verse 17. Jesus crucified, and he bearing his cross went forth into a place called the place of a skull. Now, I've been there, and if you ever want to go to Israel, please go there. It changed my life. While they crucified him and two others with him, on either side, one and Jesus in the midst, and Pilate wrote a title and put it on a cross, and the writings was Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. This title then read many of the Jews, for the place where Jesus was crucified was nigh to the city, and it was written in Hebrew and Greek and Latin. Then said the chief priests of the Jews to Pilate, write not the King of the Jews, but that he said, I am King of the Jews. Pilate answered, what I have written, I have written. Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts to every soldier a part, and also his coat. Now the clothes was without seams, woven from the top throughout. They said therefore among themselves, let us not rend it, but cast lots for it, who it shall be, that the scriptures might be fulfilled, which said, they parted my raiment among them for my venture. They cast lots. These things, therefore, the soldiers did. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Thaddeus, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and his disciples standing by whom he loved, he said unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Christ knew that he was becoming become glorified. He went into the spirit when he said woman, because he didn't recognize her as a mother in the flesh, because of the transformation of the resurrection was about to take place when he was died and rose and became the resurrection. Yes, 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 Jesus, I got it. I got it, Lord. Yes, yes. Then we see the resurrection of Jesus, which is not, again, Good Friday. John chapter 20. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene when it was yet dark. Now, the first day of the week in the Jewish calendar is Sunday. Now, the first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene when it was yet dark unto the sculpture, and the sculpture stone taken away from the sculpture. Then she run and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciples whom Jesus loved, and said unto him, They have taken away the Lord out of the sculpture, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and the other disciples came to the sculpture. So they ran both together, and the other disciples did outturn Peter and came first to the sculptures. And he stopped, and stopping down and looking, and saw the linen clothing lying, yet he was not. Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sculpture, and seeth the linen cloth and the napkin that was about his head, and lined with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went it also the other disciples which came first to the sculpture, and saw and believed. For as yet they knew not the sculptures, the scriptures, that he must rise again from the dead. See, he ain't rising again from the dead no more. He would have to raise us again. After he was raised from the dead, he became the resurrection. And nobody else can be the resurrection but Jesus. There's no other resurrection there's going to be but Jesus of Nazareth. Then the Bible says that Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene. Jesus also appeared to his disciples. Still says nothing about Good Friday. And you know the most interesting thing about this, the disciples received the Holy Spirit. Jesus began to appear to, on the seaside in John chapter 21. He did many things that we don't even know, and I want to close with this. In the book of John, chapter 21, verse 25, And there are also many other things which Jesus did, that which, if they should be written, everyone, I suppose, that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. John wrote that in John chapter 21, verse 25. There's no, don't get caught up in the Easter Bunny. Get caught up in the resurrection. Get caught up in the resurrection every day, not just because this is Easter Sunday coming. Don't let the world tell you when you need to serve your resurrected Savior. The world doesn't tell me when I serve Jesus, because Jesus is not a religion. Jesus is not a tradition. Jesus is the resurrected Christ, and those who call upon his name, those who call upon the name of the Lord Jesus, receive his benefit if you are obedient. There is no other resurrection. Muhammad, he has never been resurrected. Allah sent his son. Ain't no such as Allah is Elohim. Let's get this, don't get this twisted. That's Islam, and Islam does not except that Jesus of Nazareth is the Son of God. They recognize him as a prophet, but they don't eat of his blood. Amen. And they don't eat of his body and drink of his blood. Jesus says, to follow me, you must eat my body and drink my blood, which is communion, in representation of our Savior. Now, I don't believe in religion, philosophy, and ideology of bunny rabbits and stuff running around. That's not important to me. But, excuse me. I'm sorry. But if you got children, let them enjoy it. Talk to them. Say, Daddy, say, this is just to have fun, but this is not Jesus. Teach them that. They can enjoy a bunny rabbit. There's nothing wrong with that. But don't teach them and let them believe that that's part of being a Christian, because it's not. And as I said in Acts 12:4, that the word Easter is Passover. They were talking about the Passover. Easter is a worldly word. Good Friday is a worldly word, because there's nothing in the Bible that I see anything says Good Friday. Friday is the Sabbath. It's called Shabbat. And again, as I said, the Jewish Orthodox calendar has it, if I'm not mistaken, for the Sabbath to be Friday at 6:30 and come back Friday and Saturday evening at 6:30. I have been a Sabbath keeper for 18 years. When I went to Israel, when I first started this ministry, the Lord told me, you are not worshiping on Sundays no more. I was doing the Fellowship of Faith thing. He said, move it to my day of rest. I thank Sister Ruthie Rami. I thank Rabbi. I thank this Jewish woman to teach me about the Sabbath. I thank the Lord for allowing me to go to Israel twice. We need to be dealing with scriptures instead of getting caught up and letting the world give us a day as a holiday. Now, over in Jamaica, they got Easter Sunday, Easter Monday. They kick it off Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. It calls Easter Sunday, Easter Monday. And their little bread and the cheese thing, their little traditions, just like we got our Easter bunny rabbit. The whole world got tradition demons. All that is economic means to make money off people. The devil is so subtle, he'll take religion and make a profit off of it. But for us as Christians on this resurrected time of meditation, that's what I like to say. Meditate on the resurrection of Jesus in John 19. It is not called Good Friday. I'm sorry. And that's because of the Roman Catholicism, Ash Wednesday. That is not in the Bible, where you take ashes for Lent and you give up certain sins for 30 or 40 days, and after that you go back sinning again. It's religion, and religion is made by man. I don't believe in religion. I do not serve a Jesus that's religious. The Pharisees and the Sadducees was trying to kill him, and they was religious zealots. Christianity is a personal belief. Its kingdom is based on each individual person who believes in the Messiah within him, who has a church and a congregation to fellowship. Most of them don't have a good pastor, because most pastors have drifted so far away from the Word of God that it has become profitable to them instead of profitable to your soul. And I believe that the Spirit of God is moving in times where he's allowing people to begin to learn how to study the Bible at home and to have interaction with him, with the Holy Spirit, and to pray and to meditate on him so that you can hear the Holy Spirit. Because in these last days, there are many false prophets are coming out. People are profiting off Easter. People are making millions of dollars worldwide off some type of gimmick or something that people have to purchase and buy on a holiday. I do not get into any holidays. The Bible tells me that I don't have to. I have a free will. I don't get into no holidays. I don't even deal with the 4th of July. I just don't get into none of them. I have my personal reasons. You know, I believe that Jesus' resurrection to me is every day when I wake up, he lives in me. And that's the resurrection that we need to appreciate. We need to study the word and to see the things that Jesus did after his crucifixion. He was seen among 500 witnesses, the Bible says. He was seen at the seashore with Peter. He appeared to James and John. the Lord did mighty wonderful works, and he's real, and he is the only human being that is the resurrection. He is the resurrection. I am the resurrection. Again, pure religion is to look after the widow. That has nothing to do with Christianity. And pure religion is in James chapter 1, verse 27. We want to thank you for listening to us here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio. We ask that you sow a seed here. Please go to www.livedeliverance.com on the lower left-hand side. Thank you for those who have contributed in past, present, future. We want to thank all of our supporters. We're going to come into the line. We have Pastor Rodriguez Baker in here, Pastor John Durden, and some other people. We have been running tests, and we pray that this stream will work today. And God bless you on this Resurrection Day. Resurrection. Stay out of the term Easter. Resurrection. Jesus is the resurrection. The resurrection is a man, and that man is Jesus. God bless. Going back to regular broadcast, please stand by. Okay, we're going to open up the mic to Pastor Rodriguez Baker. You got the mic.
Yes, it was great teaching today, great teacher. I think it's vitally important that people be aware of the truth, and because there's so much tradition out here that can really take us off the focus, the true meaning and the purpose of God and Jesus and their mission. You know, especially us black folks, we get so caught up in tradition. So I think it's very, very vitally important that we are aware of the truth and not be caught up in being fooled and deceived, you know, spiritually, mentally, you know, and prevent us from being so emotionally attached to things that doesn't represent Christ. So good word.
Pastor Baker, can I get you? I want to confess this public. You're my spiritual son. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Have you corrected me before? Am I correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I would like for you to correct me publicly if I say something. May I say this, and I give you the authority by the Holy Spirit to correct me if I'm wrong?
Careful.
Pastor Rodriguez Baker hit it right on the head. The Holy Spirit told me, black folks, spending so much money on Easter's rabbits and hair done and nails and buying this and buying that, just consumes so much money. Pastor, have I been in error?
Oh, yeah. I mean, talking about for the teachers, no. But, you know,
No. What I just said about black folks, was that in error?
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Got to stop it.
Absolutely, especially for like that's why, and the reason why you know I say it's not just black folks, it's everybody. But I say, you know, my community because you know I'm from that community, and you know I grew up in so much tradition, you know, so much
tradition. Me too.
That's been passed down from generation to generation. Yes, it's Lord. Not saying it's all bad. You know what I'm saying? That's part of our culture. You know what I'm saying? But that can become a distraction from
so can the and it can not only can it become a distraction, it can keep you away from obeying the word of God.
Absolutely.
The Lord says traditions of men. God don't want us to have with men's traditions. Mark 7:6. I was in tradition, Pastor Rabbi, Roman Catholic all my life. I was so messed up. I was messed up, man. I mean, I used to see demons at night when I was a kid. Praying to Mary, and I saw Mary look like a devil I was looking at.
Yep. It's a lot out there, man. You know, it's a lot of tradition and stuff. And then I thank God that, you know, he's really exposing and opened up my eyes and really see truth. Like, for example, like I grew up, one thing, you know, I heard a lot in my family growing up that if you seen a dead relative come and talk to you, we really think that they're our guardian angels, but you know, but now I understand that that's really a demon coming.
That's all it is.
Exposing their sin. That's all it is. So, but we so caught up in believing things, and we got to be careful right there. So that's why the scripture says, "My people destroy for a lack of knowledge," because you can be easily deceived. Easily deceived, as we call it, tradition. Like growing up all my life, Easter, like this Sunday gonna be packed with people who don't even go to church year round, you know. Just it's a tradition that who got the best dress up the nicest and hoop and holler about Jesus being risen from the dead, and then leave there, go to the park or to auntie house and have your kids find the eggs and the little girls with the pretty dress. I'm saying all this because this is what I grew up in. And this is what, it's just a big tradition. And like you said, Pastor, it's nothing to take away from the kids to enjoy. But, you know, but once we are knowledgeable, we at some point we got to be held accountable and live out the truth. So yeah. My whole point of saying that is just be careful and not be deceived, because these traditions are very deceiving, especially in these last days. Amen.
Okay, let's turn the mic over to Chaplain John Durden. You got the mic, Chaplain Durden.
That was a beautiful teaching this afternoon. I really enjoyed it, you know, but the teaching was great, and you're talking about the resurrection, and but every time I look at it and hear it, you know, I get a little disturbed sometimes, because I never thought what was going on is going on. Since we hooked up, you know, a year and a half ago, and here you're studying the word, and then people you go to see on Sunday so you can get the word is slacking plentiful. In other words, it disturbs me, you know, when I'm supposed to be talking to the guy who says, I'm heavy, I'm Dr. Green. I'm wondering how they're going to look at Sunday, you know, because half of them, not half, I would say, maybe 99% of them that call and talk to us, they cuss us out and talk about they don't believe in demons, and they all got 5 or 6 or 7 faggots on the side and all kind of crap. And I'm just wondering, where you go if you really want to hear the word of God? I'm not trying to insult the ones who really know the Lord, but I'm not lying. For a whole year and a half, all we're hearing is, shut up, ain't no such thing. We have this written word. You know, and I'm trying to recuperate from that, because sometimes I wonder, who in the world are we preaching the word to or teaching the word to? It's messed up, man. It's really messed up. And I thank the Lord for your teaching, because even though you just got a high school diploma, you've been deadly. You've been assigned by the Lord, because the world need to hear more dynamic teaching like that. And I'm not giving you the credit. It's just the whole, you repeating what the law is saying. You know, I'm not stupid. I'm saying, man, you were great. You were this and you were that. Mm-mm. That was the Holy Spirit. And, you know, you another Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. A lot of people forget that. They're not theologians. They were not. What they were teaching was what they hear from the Lord. There was a scripture I came across that I misplaced, and I forgot what it was. But there was a scripture in John, where Jesus said, everything that I've said and everything that I've done what my Father told me to do, and I said what my Father told me to say. That was mind-blowing to me. I said, you know, all these years, from the time I was reading the Bible up to my age now, I was thinking Jesus was sitting down there writing on his sermons and doing all these other kind of things. But he made a confession. He says, everything that I said, and everything I've done, like the healing, all the different types of healing, all the different types of teaching, he says, I only repeat what my Father telling me. He said, that was mind-blowing. I said, my God, he's God. But he said, and then, well, I wrote this, and I did the sermon. It took me about 5 days to write this and everything else. He confessed that everything that he taught in the New Testament, he was repeating what his Father was telling him to say. And all the healing and everything else he done, he was doing what he said, what I saw what my Father doing. That's mighty. That's strong. And that's the kind of teacher I want to be. When I teach, I want to say, that's what the Holy Spirit told me to say. And I'm not talking about using it, you know, just for the heck of it to sound good. I'm serious about it. I want to teach and I want to preach what the Holy Spirit says. John, say this. Say that. Repeat after me. That's the kind of teacher I want to be. Not that I want to neglect reading the Bible. No, I read the Bible every day. But that's the kind of teaching I want to be. One that hears the Holy Spirit and say this. say that and say this. Say this and say that. I'm not talking about worldly man. I'm talking about the godly man. Because a lot of us say, well, we, what do you give us our mind for? This kind of a thing. You give us our mind to handle worldly things. But when it comes to spiritual, he wants us to repeat and do and say what the Holy Spirit tells us what to do and what to say. God bless you. I appreciate it. And that was pretty good because you told me about an hour ago, I don't know what I'm going to teach, but I don't know. Do you know, y'all, everything y'all heard from him, that he was repeating what the Holy Spirit was telling him. He didn't sit down there all day writing and rewriting Christian manuscripts. He got up there butt naked in words, didn't know what he's going to say. And everything you heard, he was repeating what the Holy Spirit was telling him to say. I enjoyed it, man. And Holy Spirit, I enjoyed it. Thank you, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name.
All right. God bless everybody. Chaplain Rodriguez Baker's close out in prayer.
Father, we come to give you glory and honor and praise, Father, for giving us this grace and mercy of fellowship. Father, I pray for every listener, Father, if they heard upon the word from the Holy Spirit, Father. Ask, Father, that you give them peace and your sheep, Father. I keep the blood of Jesus over their countries. Father, ask, Father, that this word was saturated in their heart, Lord, and that applied in their lives, Father, including us as ourselves, Father. Father, we give the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
God bless everybody. Have a wonderful Shabbat day and happy Resurrected Day. God bless.